Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, you ever accidentally masturbate to young pictures of your mom?
Who the f*** starts a conversation like that? I just sat down.
Monday, we're back live. November 30th, 2020, year of no Lord. Last day of November.
It is.
Boy, that 8 months flew by, didn't it?
It sure did.
Yeah. Coming up on a year in March, and we've been living under this crap.
Yeah, I just was telling my wife last night, 2020 has seemed like a very slow year and a very fast year all at the same time.
I'm with you, Puss. I thought the same thing. I thought of all the stuff I've done and not done in the past year, and stuff's happened, obviously, in all of our lives, but at the time it was a drudge, and then now we're here.
Yeah.
It's slow and quick. I think that's probably like most times, but this is totally different.
Yeah. But think back to something you did in February. For instance, watching your Chiefs win the Super Bowl. That seems like a long time ago.
I was in Florida spring training with my dad in February 19th, and believe me, that seems like years ago now, obviously for other reasons too. But you're right, the Super Bowl, crazy time, because we could be out and about.
Yeah,
in February.
We had people at our house.
Yeah, there are people. Yeah.
Weren't concerned about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we took a long weekend at the end of February.
We did. It was over my dad's birthday that weekend. Yeah.
I was in the mountains, but that seemed like a long, long time ago.
But then it also seems like we just, like, you blinked, and now here we're almost Christmas.
Yeah, this fall is going quicker than the summer for me somehow. I don't know why, but it's all messed up.
The days are long.
That's it. That's it.
Too many hours in the day.
And the nights are getting longer.
Right, Craig?
Yeah.
Right. Too many days in a long weekend. Don't you think, Craig?
No,
we were just discussed that earlier. I think of what it felt like if we could have been out and about and doing things over a 4-day weekend, it would have been a nice weekend. But since we couldn't be, it felt like it should have been only a 3-day weekend.
Yeah. I don't think it was a bad weekend. It was just a long weekend.
We're filling a lot of time today, Craig. Relax.
Don't travel over the Thanksgiving holiday?
I have, but even then I would do stuff. I do stuff.
But I'd go out and do stuff.
Yeah, I go out, I hang out at a bar, a restaurant. I'll do it, you know. Whatever. I know some of you still are, but try to be careful. I just got a text from my sister. Her mother-in-law has COVID, and she's one of those women that goes out and does stuff, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, exactly. And my sister-in-law feels the same way. My sister feels the same
super spreader event in Mechanicsburg?
No, they weren't at their house, no.
No, you're familiar with.
And my family lived through what I lived through, obviously. So,
you're familiar with Kaylee Cuoco?
I want to watch that show, Flight Attendant. Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
She's getting good reviews.
Is she the flight attendant?
Yeah.
From that British Airways?
No, that'd be a better show. She was just a hooker.
Yeah, but
they couldn't show her face.
They couldn't show her face.
We love Kaylee Cuoco. Is this who's older, who's taller?
It's also Chrissy Teigen's birthday. You're familiar with the model and John Legend's wife.
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough one. Well, they're all tough.
They're both 35.
Ah!
Who's taller?
I'm going Chrissy Teigen. I think she's tall.
Really?
I've seen Kaylee Cuoco standing next to Jim Parsons. And Jim Parsons is pretty tall. So I'm going to give her like 5'7", 5'8".
I don't know. I think she's shorter than that because Parsons is tall, but
Galecki's
really short.
And she's taller than him.
Yeah, but that's true. He's probably only 5'6". He's not a 5'5 guy. He might be 5'6", 5'7".
And she's taller than him.
She could be in heels every one of those shows
we watch. True.
We don't know.
Chrissy Teigen is a model.
She was a model, but she wasn't one of those Stacks US models. She's just a hot model, right? This is stupid, though. This is like me picking against the giant. We did say that you shouldn't pick against... models are...
Generally, they are tall.
Unless they're catalog models of some sort, but in general...
Unless you're a hand model.
Yeah, was Keegan... what's her name or last name?
Chrissy Teigen.
Was
she a runway model?
I don't know.
She was more photo shoots.
Yeah, I think you're right.
She was
swimsuit model type of thing.
The Instagram.
We're working this out live, Craig.
But she might have done some Victoria's Secret stuff. Yeah, and most of those are pretty tall.
Yeah, I hate to pick against. I hate to say a model's not taller than an actress.
Me too. So I'll say Chrissy Teigen is taller.
This is like me. I picked against a guy called Giant. And who joined me on that? Nick or you?
Me.
Yeah.
I went with the Giant.
And the Deadpool players will never let me forget that.
You thought Craig was up to some of his who's taller trickery.
No, it was stupid. One guy was called a Giant, I picked against him.
And the only thing stupider than doing that is agreeing with someone who said that.
Yeah, you're right. You were more stupid than I was.
Yeah, totally.
A day that will live in infamy.
On this who's taller game, right?
Dumbest day of who's taller ever.
Well, that or playing it with Greg Morton. You know how to play it.
Yeah. But at least I didn't say that somebody who was in a game of who's older was 6 to 9 months different.
That's Todd. Okay, there are three dumb things about that game that showed up. I will pick the model, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chrissy Teigen.
I'm going to have to.
We've run that logic before. We got to stick with it.
But I don't think Kelly Cuoco's that short, either.
I don't think she is, no.
But I will go with Chrissy
Teigen. Nick, you haven't done anything outstandingly stupid in the game of who's taller.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
I think there was a blowout last week.
Yeah, first of all,
I stuck with Eric Carr.
No, my bone.
He missed a kiss question.
My boneheadedness was who's older.
Yeah.
Not who's taller.
You said somebody's six
I've
months
never
older.
Blundered during a who's taller.
I did. You mean a stupid blunder. We've all blundered. Yeah, yeah. We've all lost, right? All right, Craig. Are you saying the model there, Nick, or not?
Yeah, I'm going Chrissy Teigen.
Okay, four Teigens. We're all going
really?
Down. Really? We're all going down together. Huh?
Yeah.
Because I don't think she's that tall either.
She's a model.
That threw us off.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I'm
Craig.
Pretty sure she's taller than John Legend, but he's pretty short.
Give us Kelly Cuoco's height first.
Kelly Cuoco is 5'6".
Okay.
Ooh. This is going to be close.
It's going to be close.
Chrissy Teigen, at age 35, is 5'9".
Yeah!
Models are taller. Yeah. We were right.
I think she just looks taller than John Legend because she's probably always wearing heels next to him.
Legend's a regular size guy.
Right, they're probably about the same height.
God, how tall is Johnny Galecki then?
He's got to be 5'5". Yeah.
Because she was never wearing, like, giant heels on that show.
No.
He's got to be tiny.
John Legend's probably...
Maya Bilalik. What's her name? Maya Bilalik. She's got a new show coming out about a lady that runs a cat store.
Yeah.
And it's called, wait for it, Cat.
Oh, I thought that was her name.
With the K, yes.
Oh, it is.
It is her name.
Not going to be watching that
one. Yeah, not interested.
She was good in that role on Big Bang. Oh, yeah, she's great in that role, yeah.
And it made her a fortune.
Yeah, oh, it did. Yeah.
Made all of them a fortune.
Good game, Craig.
And then Parsons had to ruin it for all of them.
Starting off the last 3 weeks of the live shows, all 1-0.
Very good.
Feels nice.
Yeah. It'll go downhill.
We broke it down pretty good, I thought, too.
Is today the official beginning of Fogelberg season?
Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend.
Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
Yeah, the weekend of.
And it wasn't a bang either, only one guy. Darth Vader died.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Every time you say it's nothing's happened in the Deadpool, something happens.
Right, I know.
So you just jinxed it.
I know.
Ran across an ad for Cocaine Cigarettes.
That's a good band name.
Now, keep in mind, this ad is from 1890.
Oh, really? That's great.
Was it cigarettes full of nothing but cocaine or just sprinkled into tobacco?
Whoa, nothing but cocaine.
I believe it's added to the tobacco.
Yeah, it probably is.
Like okay.
The Coca-Bacco Company lists several reasons why smokers of just regular old tobacco should switch to Cocorettes.
That's from, what's the movie Flight?
Oh, Coca Puffs.
Coca Puffs, right, yeah.
Yeah.
John Goodman's character.
Which I think was...
What's a little coke and some cigarettes from...
I think it was tobacco and cocaine. Right. And I don't know if the cocaine was...
To get
treated.
You right. To get you right, yeah.
Because I believe I used to sample that.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually cocaine sprinkled on top of a bowl of marijuana.
Right. Ah. Don't do that, kids.
Nick sounded a little too intrigued right there.
Yeah, don't get too intrigued. Yeah, yeah, it's not a...
I saw his face light up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm unconvinced.
Well, I'm not going to say I didn't like it.
Yeah, it sounds like you liked one of them, and then the other one just was there. Right.
Don't do drugs, kids.
In the advertising copy, they say that they've enabled all smokers to enjoy tobacco to its full extent without any of its nerve-depressing effects by combining it with coca in the form of cigarettes, known as cocarettes.
What year was this again?
1890.
So a bunch of jacked-up cowboys running around.
Does it give you the ratio of cocaine to tobacco?
Well, they do say they have the exact portion of genuine Bolivian coca leaf combined with the finest flavored tobacco to produce the most delicious flavor.
Well, that sounds safe.
The coca neutralizes the depressing effects of the nicotine in the tobacco, they say.
Yeah.
They also say that coca is the finest nerve tonic and exhilarator ever discovered.
Oh, yeah.
Coca stimulates the brain to great activity and gives tone and vigor to the entire system.
I'm not going
to
argue that. It does do all
that. No, I can't argue with that.
Cocaine and tobacco combined, the greatest boon ever offered to smokers.
Yes, it would be. How long were these available?
Cocarettes can be freely used by persons in delicate health without injury and with positively beneficial results.
Right, because nicotine itself isn't addictive enough.
Right.
Yeah, but
so sprinkle in a little cocaine.
Well, they
with
say
that
the nicotine is a little depressing, so you need some cocaine.
See, I never smoked a cigarette in my life, but if you'd put coca in it, I'd have tried it probably. Yeah, or I just avoided the cigarette.
Or you would have just taken a coke.
That's what I did.
How about the marijuana sprinkles? You'd have tried that.
I did, but they were separate.
Yeah, I do them combined. A little salad. Every once in a while.
And if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh. There you go.
I seem to think the cocaine was treated somehow. Mixed in ammonia.
That
don't do this,
better.
By the way, kids. Well, it crystallizes it. So you can put the little flakes on top of your marijuana bowl.
Don't do drugs, kids.
So they would just sell these at like the general store?
Yeah, I was going to say, how much were they? Like,
It doesn't mention that.
Yeah. The ones that you couldn't get at the store.
No. In 1890, you're probably in the town.
Yeah. Back then.
I'm kind of burned out from a long, hard cattle ride. Let's jack ourselves up with some coke.
Get rid of those coke cigarettes. Yeah. Is this when, at the same time, that Coca-Cola had actual cocaine in it, too?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably about that time.
Boy, the late 1800s were awesome.
And life expectancy was, what, 45?
Yeah. And you died of a lot of different things, too.
They never say that in A Million Ways to Die in the West. Cocaine cigarettes.
Yeah, but that's a great movie for that reason. People just die all the time. Yeah.
That probably came along a little later.
Yeah,
I suppose. That was probably the mid-1800s that movie was set.
Yeah, nobody was dying of an overdose on the Oregon Trail video game. You OD'd.
Yeah. He coked down the trail.
Yeah, you don't see any cocaine.
I'm guessing it wasn't as powerful as it is now.
In the classic Western movies.
Right.
No cocaine in John Ford movies.
No.
Or John Wayne.
Chop me a line, cookie.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You never saw Clint Eastwood go big line.
I'm not going to need a biscuit tonight, cookie.
Go shoot some Indians. I'm not hungry.
Just chop me up a line. Yeah.
You'd have to give a line to the horse, too, so everybody's operating at the same speed.
I mean, I've seen, like, snuff in those old Western films.
Yeah, don't try that. It sucks.
What's snuff?
I
think it's tobacco.
I snorted that in college once.
You would
snort it. It's the stupidest thing ever to do.
You just snorted tobacco?
Well, that's what they did. You could snort snuff if you wanted to. And it was stupid. It was a big tobacco rush to your brain. And I never smoked a cigarette, so it was worse.
You just snorted.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was at a party. I was drunk. Everybody's just hanging out. Hey, ever snort some snuff? Sure, try that.
Snuff comes in a dry form for snorting and in a wet or moist form for chewing or dipping.
It was
okay. Moist.
It was safer. It was safer.
It was multi-purpose.
It was safer than Coke, so why not try it?
Should have got the moist version.
Oh. Don't do drugs, kids.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jesse sent us a note here about the headless porn.
Let's say where the head is cropped.
Yeah, where it's cropped out of the shot.
Actually, I don't know if this was a headless, but he found an ex-girlfriend on a local website. I had to do a double take because I didn't believe it was her, and then I matched up the tattoos.
And she was doing porn?
Yeah. I don't know what website.
What's a local site? He says out loud.
I've inquired.
All right.
We'll find out.
Yeah, unless you have no tattoos and all very generic body features, what's the point?
There's a huge point.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the face. You don't know the person. There's always, unless it's a tattoo puss, there's always plausible deniability. You have no idea what that woman.
But I mean, you see some tattoos, but some of the headless porn
are tattoo-less. You know?
With their kid's name and date of birth on it.
But if you lined up all your ex-girlfriends and cut their heads off, in the photo, you'd recognize them.
But once, I don't know.
Don't you think?
Nah.
Well, maybe from back in the day.
Oh, yeah, a few of them. Yeah, from the day.
Depends on how recent that girlfriend was.
Right.
I don't want to see them now.
Sometimes you forget their names, let alone body.
Well, you mean
features.
Girlfriends. You don't mean people you slept with.
Right,
girlfriends. Okay, then so line up 13 girls naked with their heads cut off.
Right.
Cropped out of the shot.
I'll get a hold of all of them. They're all still alive.
And I'm pretty sure.
See if they'll send me a photo. See if I can figure them out.
Every woman.
My wife would love that bit.
Doesn't every woman under the age of 50 have a tattoo now? Pretty much.
No.
Not everyone. A lot of them do.
A lot.
No.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot more than used to, for sure.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one of the few guys I know that doesn't have a tattoo.
We don't have a tattoo in the house.
We don't do it.
Neither me nor my wife.
Yeah. Somebody should represent.
Yeah,
none of us here. Nick,
oh, I'm getting one. My son's getting one Friday, by the way.
Screw that kid.
Yeah. Well, I promised him, you know, about for his dad, for my
for your dad.
Yeah.
Somewhere above the neck, like all the good rappers do.
No. It's just a shoulder thing, you know. I mean, on the muscle, you know.
I don't know. I think a good neck tattoo will go a long ways these days.
Yeah. No, it will not. I've told him that.
Are you getting one Friday as well?
No, because this is going to take up forever, and I'm just going to sit there and
if
watch.
If I get one, it'll be one of those.
I'm going to get one, though.
Teardrop.
Because I don't care. Because you killed a couple guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but Todd's teardrop is just for all the fish.
The longer you wait to get one, the less time you'll have it. That was always my excuse.
Yeah, I totally would. I just never have found that thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, something you're really, really passionate about.
But as long as it's not an embarrassing tattoo, they're fine. Because there are some embarrassing ones.
That's why I don't have one.
Right. Yeah, that's why I always tell people, be careful how old you are when you do that. Like my daughter just got poppy leaves.
For poppy?
Yeah, but it's on the back of her arm. I said, you're going to be a professional someday. I mean,
that's
cool. She thinks I'm old school. I said, you really can't have a lot of showing stuff. You're a pro. But I'm guessing that's going to go by... Unless it's on your face or your neck. That's, by the way, that's old school thinking.
People
don't care.
My wife works in HR, and they refer to the neck tattoo as the everlasting job stopper.
Yeah, you don't do that.
What about the
I think get the neck
the
tattoo. Once you're famous from being in the arts of some course, go ahead and go for it. Yeah.
Is the sternum tattoo?
No, I think that's easily covered up. You
the
just
breastplate
wear...
one, but if they're showing it off, is that a job killer?
On a dude?
I don't think so.
Not a dude, no.
No, a woman.
No, I think it's just above the neck. The neck and above.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I think everything else below that is, yeah, is pretty socially acceptable, right, at this point.
Or love on your knuckles. I think knuckle ones are pretty gross, too.
Yeah.
On chicks.
Is that a Neil Diamond song?
Well, love on your
love
knuckles?
Love on your knuckles?
Yeah. Ain't nobody surprised.
Is that Monday funny or is it Friday funny? I like it.
I don't know.
Love on the knuckles.
It's certainly Monday funny. Yeah. Let's try it again on Wednesday and see if we react.
Although we
the
all
same.
Throw some love on our knuckles once in a while, so.
You know. I usually in between.
Love on the knuckles.
Somewhere between the knuckles.
Hear that song.
Now, the biggest thing with the one on the back of the arm is you just got to never skip tricep day.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You got to keep those toned.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, you can't get flabby with a tattoo.
Uh-uh.
No.
But I know plenty of people who are in respectable, you know, white-collar jobs who have visible tattoos in many places.
That's why I think the kids think I sound old when I say that, and I probably do. I say you don't want a face or a neck tattoo. First of all, I don't think they look good on anybody. But if you're a famous person, you got one up your neck, you know, what the hell? I get it. But
yeah,
I said just avoid that.
But the job of Tommy Lee is already taken.
No, right.
So you can't be Tommy Lee.
I think I really like sleeves.
Yeah.
I like them, but that's just a lot of time, a lot of work.
Those are a lot more socially acceptable.
All this stuff's more socially acceptable.
A local community college and the teacher had sleeves.
Oh, they're totally more socially acceptable. Yeah. They're totally more socially accepted.
Yeah, you see elementary teachers now with sleeve tattoos and stuff. It's fine, but you just below the neck. That's the line, below the neck.
What are we talking about? Oh, headless porn? That's how it started, right?
Yeah.
All right. Love all the knuckles. That's going to stick to me all damn day, man. I got to get something to get rid of that. Hang on.
I hate you.
Love on the... It didn't work. Love on the knuckles.
Oh, no,
love it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.